details.
On Friday, we were wondering whether dust was giving you the sniffles in your house. Your not-so-mystery guest today can tell you how to deal with the dastardly dirt on this, the first day of National Spring Cleaning Week. She is chief tester at the Good Housekeeping Institute. It's the marvellous Verity Mann.
Good morning, Verity.
Good morning, Chris.
So, first of all, how do you feel about clashing with your National Week up against British Pie Week?
Well, I know, it's a big thing here, isn't it, crikey? I was a bit premature, though. I had a pie on Saturday evening.
Well, it's very wise. You were warming up.
I was, yes. Well and truly ready.
All right, so spring cleaning. The Good Housekeeping Institute have been testing cleaning methods for the last 95 years. How long have you been with them for?
Nearly 10 years now, so it's gone quite quickly.
All right, and how many products would you test a year?
Anything up to about 2,000, 2,500, so that's food and non-food products here.
Right, and do you test them against themselves, you know, i.e. do they work at all, or do you test them, like, which magazine against other rival products?
It varies. We do batch testing, so we'll do a bit of a review of the sort of the latest models out, but sometimes it's a real sort of different product, really innovative, then we can just call it in and test it on its own.
Batch testing, I like that term. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
In the biz, I like that a lot. All right, give us some tips for dealing with dust, please.
Okay, well, I think firstly, the main thing is to be realistic. So don't try and sort of tackle the whole house in a day. It's more kind of breaking it down and trying to complete a whole room at a time so you feel like you've really achieved something. And it's always good to start from the top of the house down, you know, whether it's the whole house or a single room, because dust falls thanks to gravity. And so, you know, dusting your walls and your ceilings, you know, with sort of use an upholstery brush on your vacuum cleaner, you know, it makes sense to do the top of it so that then you can clean the bottom of it afterwards.
All right.
And, you know, picking up all the clutter in the room before you start a deep clean, because you don't want to start moving things out of the way whilst you're going around with your vacuum cleaner. And it's good to also, you know, it gives you a chance to kind of really declutter all the bits in your rooms as well. So have a few bin liners out, some things that you want to sort of store away, some things to give to charity shop or, you know, to throw away. It's a great, yeah, that's a great thing about Spring Cleaning Week. It kind of unites the nation and it gets people thinking about, you know, how they're, you know, managing their homes. And it's great to give it a thorough giving over once a year at least.
Now, your next tips, they're a bit anal, but I like them because, you know, often when you get a little anal on subjects like this, things become extremely efficient. So what about having all your cleaning products in one big box and then colour coding your cloths?
Yeah, with your cleaning products, I mean, you can go into kitchen cupboards these days and you've got a vast amount staring at you and it's quite overwhelming. So it's good to kind of, you know, get your cleaning products armies together in one place, get a sort of a household caddy or a cleaning bucket and just fill it with all the essential products that you'd need. And it means you can kind of easily carry them from room to room as well. You know, sort of your typical products that you're going to need, like your rubber gloves, microfiber cloths, and yeah, they're the ones that are really useful to colour coordinate. You know, especially if you know you're cleaning your bathroom, your kitchen, you don't want to use the same cleaning cloths because of cross contamination. So, yeah, these sort of different microfiber cloths you can get in tons of different colours. So you could have, you know, your blue for your bathroom, your yellow for your kitchen, that sort of thing. You don't want to be cleaning your toilet and cleaning your kitchen surface with the same one.
Good tips. All right, and finally, if you don't mind, cleaning on the cheap. Products already in your cupboard being used for other things than perhaps that which they're originally sold for.
Oh, yes. Well, things like lemon juice and vinegar, they're brilliant things that, you know, most people probably already have in their store cupboards. You know, there's plenty of branded sort of limescale removers out there in the shops, but it can also be easily removed by, you know, using lemon juice or ordinary white vinegar. It saves you money and it's more eco-friendly. So, yeah, things like your taps and your bathroom fittings, your kettles, your coffee machines, washing machines, you know, just diluting some sort of, you know, household vinegar just gets it straight away. It's brilliant.
All right, we love you. You've been brilliant today. Thank you so much, Verity.
No problem.
All right, that's Verity Mann. Go to goodhousekeeping.co.uk for more spring cleaning tips. And she's definitely going to get a cheer. Was she worth a no? I think she was, wasn't she? She was pretty good. Yeah, all right.
Yeah!